a diamond necklace plays the pawn. Hand in hand, song drones a long walk to a handsome man in the town. Of blind class aristocracy, back through the opera class, you see, appeared in the pendulum drum. Surf's up, board a tidal wave. Come about hard and join the young and often spring you gave. I heard the word, wonderful thing, a children's song.
Surf's Up, as it finally appeared on the Beach Boys album of the same name back in 1971. I'll return with Brian Wilson on WNEW-FM right after these words. On Saturday Morning 60s, our visit with Brian Wilson picks up again now with Brian at the piano.
Let me give you another example of how
Please.
A song is created.
Absolutely. I'm going to climb up here and watch.
I think that you know, you have that's a bag, right? That's
right.
Called a bag. Come into like Mary, honey, how long it's been, I don't know, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
Where you get a simple melody, the songs that are the simplest go the farthest, you know? The ones that are really simple and direct and to the point, with gumption, a little gumption in them, are the ones that go the farthest. Believe me, I know what I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah.
Because like the Stones with Satisfaction, that was right down to the beat. It was right to the point, you know what I mean?
Sure.
I can't get no satisfaction, you know, like that. It's just, there's a feeling behind that, you know, a gut response you get, you know.
Do you determine, at what point do you determine whether the song is going to be lighthearted and upbeat, or a love ballad, or slow and a little bit serious? In other words, do you sit down and say, this is the kind of ultimate product I want to wind up with, or do you just let it flow out more naturally than that?
I let it flow out a little more naturally. You say to yourself, I have a basic feeling about this song, right?
Yeah.
A basic feeling, a gut feeling. And the trick of an ingenious songwriter is to get a song similar to what he felt when he first conceived of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's the idea. In other words, you have like, see, God gives you this. It's like a gift. He gives you the gift of you're being able to feel something, you know, feel this overall feeling, you know?
Yeah.
And then when you convert it into music, that's the creative process. But it starts up here somewhere in your brain. It starts as a feeling, as an idea, as a feeling, you know what I mean?
Are you writing all of the time? Are you writing right now?
Well, pretty much so. For not not all the time, but pretty much steadily throughout 1 month's time. I might sit down at the piano maybe 10, 20 times, you know?
Uh-huh. Let's try one last experiment in this area, and then we'll move on to some other questions. Boy, our time is running out fast. But if I gave you an idea, I mean, this happens sometimes when composers are asked to write songs for a movie. You have to watch a scene, and they say, we want a song that goes with that scene. You have to kind of write a song to order. If I gave you the idea, if I said to you, Brian, gee, what I'd really like to hear from you sometime in the future is a song about radio and what radio has meant to you, what hearing your music on the radio has meant to you. How would you go about translating that into a feeling or a bag, as you described it earlier? Is there any way? What does that, going from your brain to your fingers on the piano, what does a song about radio suggest to you that you might want to take a stab at this morning?
A song about radio?
Yeah.
Radio. I got the radio.
All right, I hope I haven't given you the radio blues.
No, I got it.
I must say, again, that I'm delighted that you were willing to go along with this crazy little experiment this morning. And, you know, at any point, if another thought occurs to you that you'd like to express musically as opposed to verbally, please take the opportunity. But let me ask you a couple of other things before we wrap up here at 9 minutes before 11 o'clock on WNEW-FM in New York. We started out when you arrived here with that list of Rolling Stones choices for the top 100 singles of the last 25 years. If you were going to put a jukebox in your house, I don't know if you have one or not, but if you were going to put a jukebox in there and it was totally up to you what records should be in it, by yourself or by other people, what would you say, you know, five or six selections that you say have to be in there, that if that's going to be my jukebox and the things I want to hear, these are the half a dozen songs I want in there. What comes to mind?
MacArthur's Park, which I thought was great.
The Jim
My Baby by the Ronettes. To Do Run Run by the Crystals. Good Vibrations by the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
And, let's see, what other ones? Spooky by the Classics 4. I thought that was a great record.
Yeah.
I thought it was great.
What that's a very interesting list. I'm glad I asked you that question. We'll put all of those together for you as a gift from me. How does that sound?
All right.
Okay. You personally and the Beach Boys as a group have been honored in many, many ways over the years. Awards and special anniversary celebrations, all of that. Which ones of those mean something to you, really mean something to you? Which honors that you've received touched you?
The Hall of Fame.
The Hall of Fame. Now that was
the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That was quite a night. Again, as the theme of this show seems to be that life has its good moments and its bad moments. There were both of those that night as well. But tell me what you remember about the night you were inducted.
Well, we all went up there and I read a speech, but when Mike Love started chopping down Mick Jagger, I couldn't believe it, man. I could not believe that he could even get in a bag like that. He would let himself get that load of, just for a little attention, he goes and says, Rolling Stones, we'll play some blues together. You know? I don't know. I can't understand that. You know, sometimes he's a little crazy.
It was unnecessary.
Yes.
It was unnecessary. I want to talk more about the positive part of it.
All right.
Can you recall how you felt that night about this honor?
Can I what? Can I recall it?
Can you remember your feelings?
I was a little scared. I said, I'm scared here to read this speech, you know, and I was. And I was like a real, like, long speech, you know, like a page and a half, you know. And, like, I felt so... See, Mike Love took the microphone and changed the position, like, right in the middle of my speech, you know, and I thought, how rude, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was just, it was something that I did out of my heart for people. Because I figured, you know, if we're going to get inducted in the Hall of Fame, we might as well just appreciate it, you know?
Sure. There were some heavyweight people in that room that evening. You were certainly one of them. Who did you most enjoy seeing and maybe speaking to and spending time with at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
No one in particular, Pete. Uh-huh. Nobody in particular. I just enjoyed that night very much, you know?
Sure. And you will be at others, I suspect, as we go along.
Thank you.
No doubt about that. Let's look at the clock on the wall here. It's 5 minutes to 11 o'clock. I want to figure out the best way to spend our last 5 minutes together. One of them is certainly to ask you what you intend to do as far as live performance is concerned. You've got a whole body of new music that people should hear, not only on records, but on the concert stage. Is that part of your plans as well, Brian?
Yes. What I want to do is I would like to get a show together that gives an energy and a love off to people, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that we can appreciate why we're here. See, I want to appreciate why I'm here. And it's, you know, to go out and make this music, you know, for people on stage. It thrills me to think that I could do that in the first place, you know?
Sure. Sure.
And we're heading toward December. We think a little bit December or shortly afterwards we'll be on the road.
How will you choose your backup vocalists? I assume there will be other vocalists and
yes.
And musicians.
So they will be handpicked by Dr. Lenny and myself. And we should be able to come up with something very full and resonant and beautiful.
Mm-hmm. The Beach Boys have always been your support team.
Right.
There's a difference between being part of a group and a group identity and going out solo, going out under your own name. Is it a little scary to you?
Scary? That's not the word for it. I'm scared, man. I mean, you know, it's going to be hard work, you know. And standing up there just kind of like doing my show is going to be like a real... kind of like a shocking kind of thing. You know, any new venture takes a couple times, you know. Any project takes a few minutes to get adjusted to it, you know, the first part of it. And then you're sailing, you know.
Your brother Dennis.
Yes.
Once made the incredibly perceptive remark, Brian Wilson is the Beach Boys. We are his messengers. What do you miss most about Dennis?
I miss his enthusiasm. He's very enthusiastic about things. He really had a lot of enthusiasm inside of him.
Have you learned anything from that tragedy in your life?
Just more about the idea that there's not no heavy drugs, you know?
Yeah.
No drugs.
That's certainly a good lesson to take from.
Yes.
And I wish you good health in the future, creativity in whatever areas you choose to express it, hopefully a lot more albums and a lot more records.
Thank you.
And I want to close and ask you about one last piece from your solo album, which is the one entitled One for the Boys.
Yes, that one was done as a tribute to the Beach Boys, and it was done in a studio, but it went flat. Some of my notes went flat, so we corrected those notes, and then I did it again, overdubbed again, and then we corrected some of the mistakes, and there we were with One for the Boys.
Without words, it speaks volumes, I think, about Brian Wilson and about the group.
Our voices and so on, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. It really does.
just on the level of the sound of it. You know,
yeah.
you don't have to use words in that. Hey, remember what we were saying earlier about finding new ways to say I love you?
Yes.
I think you found one when you wrote this track. Let's listen at 102.7 WNWFM.
It's been a pleasure being with you.
Thank you, Brian.
California feeling, California feeling.